HD1, Durham Raleigh.
High definition.
This is G105.
Sorry, G105, it's the show, Graham. Dr. Kristen Wenz is with us, kristenwenz.com, to go find out more. She's really nice, and I tell you, and I can't talk too much because we got to get to this thing, but this will come as no surprise that I've been to a therapist before, and when I was a little kid, I had to sit in a room, and the lady had to come in when I was in school. She would come to school once a week, and I would have to sit into the nurse's little room there, which actually was nothing but a closet. And the psychologist would come and show me puppets, and I would have to talk back and forth with the puppets, which was explains a whole lot now. But anyway, Dr. Wenz is very cool, very laid back. If you're young and you need, just to go talk to somebody, nothing wrong going to talk to somebody, and I think you'll like her. Anyway, we're talking about people who are getting married, and you've never talked about maybe some of these things before. This is stuff you need to talk about before you get engaged. 9 times out of 10, would you say? Before you even get engaged, talk about these things.
Well, yeah, although these things are more specific to parenting kind of stuff, so I could give you a whole nother list of questions for things you should talk about before you get married.
Yeah.
So these are more specific to parenting kinds of things, but still helpful to talk about.
All right. Well, this is mainly about Michael and his lovely bride, who, by the way, he way overmarried. Like, she could do so much better.
Hell yeah. Yeah. But stop telling her that.
All right. So go through the other ones now and see what they agree on and what they disagree on.
Okay, so let's see. I think I have both their questions here. Okay, so the first question is, how do you feel about letting your baby cry it out? What that means, that you would just sort of leave them in their crib crying, you wouldn't go to them. And what age would you feel comfortable doing that? So Mike said, do you want me to just read these?
Yeah, say Chris, verbatim? Lindsay said, Mike said.
Okay, yeah, so Mike said, as annoying as it will be to just let her cry, I think it's important not to pick her up so she isn't conditioned to believe that she can do it whenever she wants anything. And so basically he'd feel comfortable doing that around 6 months. So Lindsay's answer was very similar. She said, I feel that letting your baby cry it out is a very good thing. I think that as a parent, you learn to know the difference between a serious cry or a I just don't want to do what you want me to do cry. I feel that starting around 4 to 6 months, you should start establishing a routine when it comes to naps, etc. If she has to cry it out, then that's what we should do so she knows we are in charge.
Good for
her. So very similar.
Nice. That's good job.
Yeah. And I tell you what, easier said than done.
Yeah, I know. And I know it'll be easier said for Lindsay because she's,
a pediatrician told me, even just if you have to walk outside, you have to walk outside.
Yeah.
Because, and sometimes you do. I mean, it's just like, that. It's the most piercing sound you've ever heard. You think dog barking was bad? It's nothing.
Is that the correct answer, psychologically?
It's a really controversial topic. Some people swear that you should never, ever do that. But I think that there's definitely a balance there where at some point, like you guys are suggesting, you kind of have to. And, of course, you wouldn't do it with a newborn because they don't know any better. But when they are a little bit older, it is helpful if you want your child to actually be able to sleep on their own in their own room. I used to actually go take a shower just so I wouldn't be able to hear it because I couldn't take it. It's stressful, but it
thank God they have iPods now. You can do the same thing.
Noise canceling headphones.
Yeah. There you go. So let's give you guys a ding for that first one. I would call that a match.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay. So the second question is, what are your thoughts on breastfeeding? How important is it to you and how long would you ideally want your daughter to be breastfed? Again, this is another topic that people feel strongly about one way or the other.
Why do guys get involved with that? What does it mean about it? I mean, it's none of your business.
No, it's the health of the child.
Exactly. And if you're a well-educated guy, then you've heard about the benefits and you probably have an opinion on it, which Mike did.
It's none of your business. It's not your boob.
No, it's not your boob. Did. Yeah, but it's very much his business because it's his baby and the health of his baby.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Right. Okay, so Mike's answer was, I may be lactose intolerant, but bring out the cereal. I'm all about breastfeeding as often as possible for the baby, too.
You're so gross. You just want to see flashes of boob around your house.
Let me just tell you, dude, the more you see it as a utensil, the more you're going to see it as a utensil.
Really?
Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah, the less sexy it'll be.
For a while. Yeah. So you just need to, like, step out of the room for a while, let her do her thing, and then go back in, or because otherwise it just looks like, you know, an udder.
Mm.
A big, giant udder.
And Mike's...
That grows each day.
Sags each day.
To giant udder size.
Mike's age for that was he would ideally want that to happen for the first year to year and a half.
I was clueless about that. I have no idea. What's
wow, you're actually right in line with the, you know, with the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends. They say you should definitely aim for 12 months at least. So you're right in line with what's recommended.
How about those crazy bastards that feed until they're like 8?
Yeah.
That's perverted.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Luckily, neither one was that extreme.
Yeah, 17.
I want to wait till she graduates kindergarten, and then we'll stop.
So Lindsay said, I think that breastfeeding is very important. I think that it bonds you and your baby, as well as the nutrition that the baby gets from breast milk. I think that after 6 months, it's a good time to start weaning the baby off breast milk. So honestly, both of you feel like it's important, and your range is fairly close. But to be honest, Mike gets the award for staying in what's recommended by
nice.
The pediatrician.
Well, he also has the biggest boobs of the family. So,
so that oh, was a match.
Can I have a question?
Yeah.
What do you think about breastfeeding in public, Mike?
I'm okay with that. As long as it, you know, as long as she, because I know it's going to be such a challenge for her to have to pump and to manage all her time and where she is. And I know whatever works for her is the best thing. So I am for it in public. It does not matter to me. As long as she tries to go to a restroom or somewhere private to do it.
Right. Like, okay, that's what I was asking.
Preferably. But if she
what
had
if she
to.
What if she needs to sit, like, in front of Claire's and pump and
if
do her
thing? If she had to and just, you know, put a big towel, a blanket over top of it, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I would have a problem with that.
They make such cute little wraps now that you can be doing it in public. And
did you breastfeed everything. In public?
You know what? I did that kind of thing.
You're
where
freak.
After a while, not like where
if
I'm exposed, but where you have it covered up. Because believe me, I tried the whole balancing on a you know toilet in the Walmart bathroom trying to nurse. That does not
that
work.
Was the nastiest place on the earth.
I know, but when you first start off, you're embarrassed to do it in public. But that's terrible for you and the baby. So you just get over it.
I'm just telling you, get one of those double pump things. It is the most amazing thing to watch.
I think we registered for one.
You should do that. It's like watching when you go, let's say, I don't know, to, what do you call it? Dairy Queen. When you go to Dairy Queen and you watch them put out the
soft serve?
Oh, my God. It's just like that because both boobs can go at one time. And it's like. And she's sitting there watching, you know, like Grey's Anatomy. And before you know it, you got a whole, like two things of milk. And you're like, you need another one, honey? And you're like, yeah, I can do one more. You put it up in there. It's like changing the oil. It's crazy. And then you save that up.
You can
so
freeze it for as long as you need it?
Yeah. I think there's a limit, but until you and Lindsay want to go out on a date, and then when your mom's there or Lindsay's mom's there, then you just go in the bag and heat it up and you fill them. And, I mean, so I'm saying don't deny the double pump.
Kristen, do you realize we're taking breastfeeding advice from a 42-year-old man?
That is a lot.
That has two children? That's
who
what
has
I'm saying.
Big boobs.
I tried putting it on mine, too.
You did not.
I sure did.
I smell a
oh
wheel
my
of.
God.
I did.
That would be a the good wheel topic. Of.
And you don't need to buy a new one because it's not like putting nasty, you know, nipple against nipple. It's you buy, like, new hoses and stuff. That's all you need because it pumps into that. So we can get one of those for the show.
Very knowledgeable, Bob, about the breast pumping.
I do what I can.
Okay, y'all, I'm going to move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is, what are your expectations with respect to changing diapers, waking up in the night with the baby, giving her bottles? Do you imagine one of you will do more of that, or do you want to completely share those duties?
Ooh, this is a tough question for me.
Yeah, so you guys said, I guess we'll start with Mike. He said, Lindsay is extremely maternal by nature, so I'm sure she will do the majority of the diaper changing and feeding in the middle of the night. I will offer to do it like a poor man offers to pay the dinner tab when eating with a millionaire. So that was my
take on it. You'll make the reach?
Yeah, I'll do the reach.
All right, if you want me to get up.
Like, you want me to get up and...
I know I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but if you want me to go do it.
So, let's see. Lindsay said, I think that his parents changing diapers, waking up in the middle of the night, et cetera, is both of your responsibility.
That's a load of crap.
Right. I'm sure that I will end up doing most of the waking up in the middle of the night because of Mike's job and the
good,
fact.
Good, so we agree.
Here's the thing you don't know. This is weird, right? Yeah. Can I just tell you? With girls, you have to wipe back. You can't wipe forward.
That's, front to back.
And when you're used to wiping forward, changing to wipe back is a tough change.
Remember that.
And you have short arms like I do, so there's no way you could wipe you back.
Too much information.
It's true. I mean, that's part of the thing, though. Am I right?
It's true. Yeah, that's good advice for a little girl, baby. The rest of her answer was, let's see. Oh, and she says, and the fact that I have the boob with milk, and he just has the boob.
I love her.
That is not funny.
By the way, can you say before this break, Mike, can you say, because Lou told me this the other day, and I laughed out loud. When you went back up, they had the baby shower upstairs for the girls here at work. Mm-hmm. And when you walked in, what's the first thing you said to Lindsay?
I think it was, oh, look, we got cake.
No, that was like the second or third thing.
That's the first thing you walked to. You didn't walk to us. You walked to the cake.
What was the first thing I said? Do you remember?
You remember?
You were Christmas. Like, is it safe for me to come in? That's the first thing I remember.
Lou says, as soon as Mike comes in, he goes, did you embarrass me?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I love Lindsay, because she will crack him and lay him down, and there's nothing that he can do about it. It's so funny. Have you embarrassed me? I'm like, I love that. All right, one more break, and we'll come back. Hey, can we do this where we kind of take some calls? Like, people who are pregnant right now, and you have questions about with your relationship with your husband, and or, you know, whoever you're living with and got knocked
what's
up.
What's the most important thing that you should talk about?
Yeah.
Or know where each other stands on.
Before the baby comes out.
And also, you know, your last question, I want to talk about your last question, mm-hmm. too, because that was pretty fascinating.
Okay.
I'd never thought about that.
All right, we're back after this. Dr. Wins. Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Wins.
E-N.
Sorry, E-N. I'm used to having to get... She beats you if you don't use the I over here.
I know, I'm an I-ing girl.
K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Wins, WINNS.com. She's a great, like, know-it-all. So go ahead and get online, check that out. She's really good. Back after this, it's a Showgram at G105.
More of Bob and the Showgram coming up next on G105.